This is a Musers tradition for 25-plus years, NFL Draft Week. We welcome Ribby Paltz, the publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter. This is his bread and butter. He was Mel Kiper Jr. before Mel Kiper Jr. Hi, Ribby.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Ribby. Good, how are you?
Good, doing well, doing damn well, damn well.
Fired up for the draft, I bet.
So fired up there, Giorgio. Thank you for talking to me. Mm-hmm. I so appreciate that.
Sure.
This is your time of year, isn't it?
This is totally my time of year, isn't it, Craig?
Yes, it is. Can't wait to hear your mock draft, because we know you really study hard and put a lot into this.
I do put a lot into it, and I do appreciate that. Are you guys ready to do it?
We're ready.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. At the number one, choose overall, the expansion team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
They decide that Trevor Lawrence, QB of Clemson, is the one.
Okay.
All right.
That they want to pass on.
Oh.
So, they instead choose the wide receiver man from Louisiana SU, Ja'Marr Chase.
That's going to be quite an upset at the top of the draft.
I haven't seen that anywhere else.
Chase Man was a good cornerback for the LSU University, and he is going to be a good quarterback for Jacksonville.
Oh, they're going to play him at quarterback.
Yeah, they're trying to address a quarterback need. Yeah.
Okay. With the receiver.
The number two selection decision have the J-E-T-S Jet. They choose a selection, but not just any selection. They choose a selection that they make. And that make is none other than the man without introduction of the player that they take. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa.
Oh, gosh. He's got a name he likes.
The OLB from Notre Dame. The initials, J-O-K. Joke, this total joke, who is a great OLB from the Dame of Notre, he has had more tackles than anyone on the whole Fighting Irish combined.
Wow, okay. Wasn't aware of that.
And so that's good. At the number three, gentlemen.
Yes.
Listen to me, number three.
Yes.
The San Francisco 49er.
This is big. Everyone's speculating about this.
They make massive moves to trade up to get this pick from a Miami Dolphin,
mm-hmm.
who is a franchise in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And that NFL is the National Football League, gentlemen.
Okay.
It is sports.
He's killing time here.
But back to the 49s. The 49ers trade up.
49ers.
They are dead set on getting number three. And once they get to that number three, gentlemen, they decide to wait for a better draft, and they pass.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
Pass.
I had high hopes for this.
After number four, the Atlanta Falcon. He takes the most distinct nipple man to ever lace up skates in the professional college ranks. And they haul off and they package their fourth pick to themselves so that they can then select in this draft the one that is in 2021.
They didn't need to do that, though.
So, that's what they do.
Who do they pick?
They picked, I think his name was...
Was?
Kyle Pitts?
No, not Kyle Pitts. It was something like Kyle Pitts. I think Kyle Pitt was the guy that they called.
That's what Jerry called him.
Yeah. And then, at the number half of 10 decision...
Five?
Number five.
...to process choose. Yeah, that's right. The tiger that is Bengals from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They select... Rashad Bateman.
Okay.
Rashad Bateman.
A master at receiving wide from Minnesota.
Bit of a reach there again.
A lot of receivers ranked ahead of him.
This master Bateman
Oh, okay. That's why he got in.
Is going to really shore up their secondary by catching all of the balls thrown from Quarterman.
How does that help their secondary?
And Master Bateman will one day soon be rubbing out the grass spots on his rag that is in his waistband, because he's going to play hard, gentlemen.
Okay.
Rashawn Bateman, look for him. Okay. He's going to go at the number half of 10 decision mate.
He's going to go in the draft.
At the half of one dozen number.
Six?
That is a single one after five. The Dolphins, they get a pick from the Philadelphia, who passed so that they could trade down. So they take an obvious choice here, the Dolphin does. The one and the only. Go ahead, George. You can say it.
Devontae Smith.
No. You have totally mispronounced. Oh, say, oh, dig, who, zoo, wah. The DT from UCLA.
UCLA?
Yeah.
Okay.
They take him and they love him because he has tremendous numbers of knees that go all the way down to his ankle shoulders.
George, this is interesting because Trevor Lawrence is still available on Ribby's board.
Still there.
Yeah.
The number seven, gentlemen, the Lion Liars of Detroit Rock City. They choose the selection of their choice. Now, these men in Detroit that are making this decision, you need to know one thing about them. They love Cox.
What?
They want Cox so bad they can't stand it. So Jabril Cox, the inside LB from LSU, goes to Detroit.
Oh, my gosh.
Detroit loves Cox.
Okay.
And they're going to draft him.
They are going to draft Cox so hard. Cox is going to go so hard into this
we
draft.
We get it. We know who the player is.
At the number 8 and 9... the Carolina Panther and the Denver Branca, they each trade up for each other's pick and then swap them back in a 47-player trade.
Odd.
So that they both can take Penei Sewell, the O-tackle from Oregon.
I thought you may like him.
I love Penei. I love Penei. I mean, he will service their offense well, Penei Sewell.
Yep. Yes.
Because Sewell has been obsessed with service since 1934.
They're logged up. Right.
Yeah, log it.
And then finally, I kind of didn't get around to anything else.
Wait, the next is the Cowboys.
Ribby's mock draft.
We're in Dallas, Ribby. We need to know what the Cowboys are going to do.
At the number 10 pick, have kill selection, Mike. The Cowboy from Dallas Arlington, they take Patrick Surtain.
Okay. All right.
Out of the mix.
Did they take him out of the mix?
Yes, they don't want him.
All right.
So the Cowboys have just been burned too many times by cornerbacks from Alabama.
Really?
So they decide to trade up and then back down for a second-round pick.
Unreal.
And so they take a flyer and a chance on Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback type from Clemson.
The Cowboys are going to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, who fell all the way down to the second round and had to be traded down for so the Cowboys could take him in the first round.
Okay.
I don't follow.
I'm exhausted.
So Trevor Lawrence will be the third-string quarterback for the Dallas Football Cowboys.
All right, Ribby, do you want to plug your draft newsletter quickly?
I would like to deploy my draft newsletter quickly, but we're out of time. Thank you, gentlemen.
See ya. There he goes, Ribby Paltz, our draft expert. Rangers get a much-needed win. We'll talk about it on the Dave Raymond Show next.